It's a Riggs and Allie rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
So, talk about miscommunication last night.
Drama with Pottery Guy.
Listen
and Allie?
This is so, like, I don't even know. Okay.
Hold on. Everybody join me. Get your tea ready.
Get your tea.
It's about to go down.
Let me get a sip. Do you want to talk about miscommunication? How this goes down real quick.
So, what happened?
So, okay. Gibbons decided... Which I don't know who started it. He actually said he started it. You say you started. He goes, it's kind of my fault. I just like randomly started this Packer party thing in your house. I go, I don't give a damn.
I was joking.
I don't mind having people over. Then I don't have to drive anywhere.
True.
It's great.
But I was kidding around. And then it manifested itself into an actual party.
So then Gibbons is like, yeah, everybody. He gets on the air all day. We're having a party at Allie's. We're having a party. And then when it's time for the party, Gibbons is like, yeah, I'm not coming. I'm like, okay, loser. We'll have fun without you. Bye.
I didn't think it would actually become a party. But it did.
Well, of course. And if it wasn't, so what? You started it. You invite everybody over. Get your ass over there, dude.
Here's the deal.
So Pottery Guy is coming over. My friend Callie heard you talking about it on the air and said, well, we're coming over. I said, fine with me. So her and her boyfriend Nick come over.
Uh-huh.
And then my crazy neighbors that I love come over.
Oh, man.
My crazy neighbor Randy and his wife, who I love. They come over and we're watching, we're drinking. But before any of this could commence, there had to be some kind of issue. My parents were in town for over a week. God help me.
Yes, they were.
They finally left because the hurricane has gone out of Florida. Well, they wanted me to drive them to the airport yesterday at 5:30 because you can't take an Uber. You can't take a shuttle. You can't. So I raced to the airport in rush hour traffic.
Hold on. Didn't your parents rent a car while they were
it's
here?
It's funny you asked that, Gibbons. They did rent a car, but it had to be returned at 1 p.m. and my dad didn't want to pay for the extra 5 hours, even though he can afford it. So instead, I picked them up at the airport at 1 while they return the car, and then I took him back at 6.
Oh my God, Allie.
This is my life. So, like I had time for this, by the way, because now I'm throwing a party I didn't start, okay? So on top of all of this.
Oh my God.
So, I drop him at the airport. I race to the store. I'm like, well, I better go get some food. People are coming over. I don't have anything.
Uh-huh.
Callie says she's making meatballs in the crock pot. I mean, she's one-upping me, and I'm throwing the damn party. So I'm like, what am I going to get? So I race into Walmart. I get like some flatbread pizzas I can make for everybody. A bunch of different stuff.
Okay.
Super cheap, easy. I get some cookies. You know, I get some salsa, or I get some chips and salsa. And I think I've got everything. And I get some booze and some beer. And I race over to the self-checkout. And I'm checking out. And right as I'm checking out, I realize I forgot two things. I forgot limes for the cocktails.
Because
I drink Vodka Club. Everybody wants to know what the hell I drink on keto. So I was drinking Vodka Club. I needed limes. And then I also needed salsa for the chips I bought.
Oh, chips with no salsa is like a day without sunshine.
In my mind, I think Pottery Guy is on his way to my house.
Yes.
So I send him a text as I'm standing there checking out in the self-checkout. I forgot the limes and the salsa. Can you please stop on your way to my house and grab it?
Feasible.
Because I'm thinking, even though I'm in Walmart, I've got a huge cart and people coming over. I don't have time to go back and get this crap. I got to go and he's going to be flying by Walmart. He can go get it on his way to my house.
Mind you, there's a line behind you in self-checkout at Walmart 100%, all the time.
100%.
You can't just run and grab it.
It just would have taken time I didn't have.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, sure. I'm like, thanks. So I leave.
Okay. I'm waiting.
I go. Just wait. I got to stop at the gas station real quick.
Uh-huh.
I run in there, and I race to my house. He's in my driveway, and he's getting out of the car, and he's walking up to the door with the salsa and the limes.
He's beat you there?
And I honk the horn, and I roll down the window. I go, hey, I'm not even home yet, dude.
Yeah?
And he turns around. He's like, what? I go, what? I go, what? How did you get here before me? I'm so confused.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, well, I was almost to your house when you asked me to go get the limes and the salsa.
Hold on.
I said, he's at my house and I'm at Walmart thinking can you believe that? I said, oh my God, dude, I was at Walmart when I sent you that. I thought you were like on your way.
Oh my God.
So he turned around, went back to where I already was.
Uh-huh.
We probably crossed paths, quite frankly. I don't know what I just said.
He went to your Walmart?
While I was leaving there. Oh. It was like total. So I started laughing. I was like, if I had known you were almost to my house, I just would have gone back and gotten the damn stuff.
Seriously.
Like, I really thought you could just help me out a little for, say, 5 minutes.
And in typical.
So he turns around. He goes to Walmart. He gets the salsa and the freaking limes, and he still beats me to my house. I mean, is this the epitome of like me? I was like, I don't even know how you beat me. This is like classic.
Allie, always late, but worth the wait.
I'm telling you.
In this instance, though, always late and a B. Jesus,
I tell you,
Christmas.
And then, which was just funny, really, no, that miscommunication. But like then, my friend Callie shows up, and she walks in. She goes, "Ooh, we're early, and that's really bad on Allie time." I said, "Yeah, because you could show up at 9 o'clock. I wouldn't be ready for you, so it doesn't matter."
Fact.
I was like, "So come in." She goes, "Wow, I'm really shocked. I thought you might be a hoarder." I said, "What do you mean you thought?" She said, "We were laughing. We pictured you might be a hoarder." I go, "It's not far off." I go, "The only room that looks crazy." She goes, "I'm surprised how clean your house is." I go, "My mom just left."
I was like,
"My mom just left." We're getting better about cleaning up toys because the kids are older, but yeah. Isn't that funny?
Now
Do I strike you as a hoarder? Am I that scatterbrained that I'm a hoarder?
I wouldn't say a hoarder, but I mean, and having
I mean,
your
sloppy,
mom.
Like sloppy in the sense that my clothes are all over my bedroom. Yes.
Yeah.
For sure.
I'm wondering.
Like
though,
all over.
I'm wondering like 2 weeks down the line though, if you have a Packers party and those same friends show up and see what your house looks like 2 weeks after your mom had been there and cleaned it all.
See, exactly.
Oh,
Thank you. So everything's fine.
What a roller coaster night.
I know, it's a roller coaster night, but how funny. Go get me these things, and he's at my house.
But he's dedicated, he got the ish, and he beat you there.
I know.
What a guy.
I know, right?
What a sucker. I mean, what a guy. What a guy.
What a hot guy.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, so anyway, don't get me all hot, see?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings, and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.